The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. I direct your attention today to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Listen to the Word of God. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. God is real. God is real to those who are real Christians. When we become Christians, we are born again. We become children of God. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:5 that a person had to be born of water and of the Spirit. And then according to the scripture we have just now read in Acts 2:38, this takes place when a person repents and is baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. He receives the Holy Spirit as a gift into his life. Acts chapter 5, verse 32 tells us that the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. This obedience takes place when we obey God initially, as we become Christians, when we repent and are baptized, and we increasingly receive the Holy Spirit into our lives as we continue to obey God thereafter. Yes, God is real. The reality of this great truth is brought out in a wonderful way in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, in reference to the indwelling of God in the life of a Christian. Galatians 4, 6 reads, And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. The word Abba is found here in the word Father. We know what Father means, but what about Abba? Actually, the word Abba means the same thing as Father. It is an Aramaic word, and it simply means Father. The Aramaic language was a language spoken by the Jews in Palestine at that time, and the word Abba means Father. It's just almost like a child would say, Daddy, today. We can hear the babbling of a baby or a small child in the word Abba. And thus, when we cry out, Abba, Father, we are crying out to God as a child of God, and the Holy Spirit is in our lives. God is very real and personal to us. And as we stay surrendered to God, the Holy Spirit is in our lives. And all the beautiful Christ-like fruits of the Holy Spirit, the traits of character that we read about in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, will be found in our lives, these beautiful characteristics of the Holy Spirit. You know, the New Testament continually talks about the Holy Spirit dwelling in Christians. He actually dwells in Christians. For example, in Ephesians 3 verses 16 and 17, Paul mentions here and says that the Ephesians were to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And then he continued, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Of course, the word dwell means to settle down, to dwell in as a house. And so the Holy Spirit dwells in our lives by faith. Then in 2 Timothy 2:14, Paul says, That good thing which was committed unto you keep by the Holy Ghost, or the Spirit, which dwelleth in you. Romans 8:9 says, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. All right, here it means to use or have a house. The Holy Spirit has taken his abode in a Christian as a house. So this makes the words that Jesus said in John 14, verse 23, even more meaningful. He says, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Oh, what great and wonderful truths these are, to think that the God of heaven has so honored us that he would dwell in us, and our bodies are called a temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit. We need not understand all the particulars of this indwelling. It's enough to know that God indwells in our lives and in our bodies, and we have the power of the Spirit working through our lives as we, through obedient surrender in faith, and as we serve him day by day. What a wonderful thing. God is real. Thank you for listening.